Extreme PC UK.
Why hello everybody and welcome to episode 180 of Extreme PC UK podcast. Today is the 8th of December 2022. It's nearly Christmas. We're all the way there. And today on the show we have...
Grey Gamer 25 and Grey's Green Room on podcast and YouTube.
Hello there, my name's Rosslight. You can find me in all available social media platforms, but go and look at my Linktree Rosslight. Hopefully you do enjoy today's podcast.
You can find him also at any estate agents with that picture behind him. For anyone listening, he's got a picture of him in a suit with his mug, and he's all like suave and smooth. He's all fresh. He's making oh my god, now Gray's got a picture of him up as well. Look at the state of these boys. God. Oh. What have you lot been up to? We got no Trev tonight. Trev's busy doing something else. I'm sure he's gone to go on someone else's podcast tonight.
I think it's company is doing a Xmas party.
The old Christmas dude getting in nice and early, eh?
I'm... Go to those parties, man. They're free.
All the free parties. You got to get all that free booze and then potentially fight someone in the car park later on at night.
I never do that. I would never do that.
Sure, you would never do that. Sure.
He could only do that in his olden days.
Let's take this outside. how is everybody today? Do you know what? Good. It's December, man. One thing we need to talk about is what are we doing for the Christmas special? I've got a couple of ideas.
Okay. What are your ideas?
We could just let every Tom, Dick and Harry on. And as people come in and join and leave. Do you remember we did that before?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just loads of random people came in, started talking to us about stuff. Then they left. Then someone else came in and spoke and they left.
Some of it went well and some of it was...
chaos.
So that's one idea. Another idea is we could schedule people. Another idea is we just wing it. Or another idea is we just talk about all of the favorite games and we just talk about it all for a long time and it's a few hours long.
Or I do some research and find out Xmas games, holiday games that are specifically holiday games. Probably not a lot of them.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's let everybody tell us what to do and we'll see how it goes.
Of course, we could do all of those things.
Yeah.
If we have time.
Do you know what? It's going to be a busy month, man. Like, I've been nonstop. My stream... I'm sorry for everybody that's jumped onto my stream to come and watch me play some games and have some fun. And literally, as we just get on the ship or do something, I'm like, oh, I've got to go now. There's a job come up. Bye. Every day, Gray texted me saying, I just came in and you're gone.
Yeah, this last one was better, though. We were on, like, what, 30 minutes? And then all of a sudden, gotta go. I'm like, okay.
Just a nice guy says, what about Christmas-related DLCs? Well, in the Christmas special, we'll talk about, like, it'll be the same as normal, but just talking about all sorts of games through and other Christmassy stories as well and stuff like that.
I like Gur502. He goes, you could read loud from your favorite books.
I don't even read books, not unless it's got pictures in it. And I'm sure Ross is the same.
No, I don't even. Audiobooks, love them. Books normally? Nah, I'm good.
Holiday nursery rhymes, but we'll give it a twist, you know, like a PC extreme twist.
I can rap them. I can rap the holiday nursery rhymes one after other.
Wow, your favorite poems. That would be good.
We want to make sure nobody turns us off, though, so we got to be like, you know.
Had a little star.
No, to be fair, like at Christmas, I do think we should do something, whether it's a long podcast. Do you know what? Our all-time record podcast, I think it was 8 hours, wasn't it, we was live for? Do you remember?
Wow, I don't remember that one. I remember 4 hours.
4 hours? I thought it was 8 hours. Maybe it was because I had to edit it as well. It was 8 hours for me.
I came in at around episode 30 years ago, 5 years ago, and I remember hearing one that was almost 4 hours. I definitely remember that.
Yeah, but I'd done the 4 hours editing as well on top of that. Just a nice guy said, to be fair, what would be amazing if they would add weather systems to either Star Citizen or Elite. And when it's Christmas, it snows on atmospheric planets. They do already do that. If you go to Microtech in Star Citizen, it's snowing all the time and there's wind. And ask Gray, he knows firsthand how it is to fly in that wind.
I did want to say that they are doing a holiday thing. I posted it in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. Luminaria sign it's called.
Yeah.
And you get little packages hidden all over. Yeah, they do all the time, Gray.
Yeah.
So
they showed a little picture, I guess, of last year. This guy walked up and there's like a little box.
Yeah. Picked up and... So any space station, there's little presents hidden all over the place. And when you take them to the kiosk, you can either get money given to you or you can get skins for ships and stuff like that. And like armor and stuff, which is pretty cool.
I'll take a Hercules or a Caterpillar.
Nah, I don't think they give you any of them. But like Just a Nice Guy was just saying, if you're a Microtech, there is a lot of snow, there's a lot of wind. Gray, when he first flew, he was in a Caterpillar, and he tried to land in it, and he was finding it hard.
Oh, it was hard.
He kept saying to me, "This is broken. It's not centered. Like, I'm going in straight, and it keeps going right." I said, "It's wind, Gray. It's wind."
You could even see the wind, because as he got closer, it was kind of like, yeah, I'm on target, and all of a sudden,
yeah, and then you see the water running down the screen, which is pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good, pretty good. I'm pretty much addicted to Star Citizen at the moment. We're waiting for, what is it? Is it 7.18 to drop? And when it does drop, it's going to be shamazing, because they're going to have all looting systems. And it came out today, Gray. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but as someone brought it up, I'm going to talk about it. They brought out the... so they do this thing. I can't remember what it's called. It's like release view of everything that they are up to date with. So when they do, like, so say December, they'll say they want to do this, 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 and this. And then they'll go through and they'll be committed, committed, committed. And then some will be grey where they're not committed to finishing them on time. So everything's been signed off now. So you've got the loot system. So you can pick up loot from outside and put it into the loot in the ship and it'll work perfectly. You've got the Vulture scavenger ship, which can pick up like scrap and stuff, and it can scrap like other old ships and that. So now you can loot people.
Salvage.
You can pirate people, you can board their ship, because when you shoot them now, there's only a 20% chance of them exploding. You can loot their ship, jump on board, Gray. So we have to get out of our ship on foot. We get to their ship, we shoot the person, we loot the person, and then we loot all their loot in the ship. Then we break down their ship. The Vulture crew come along, take it, cut the ship up, take it, and sell them and sell all of the thing. Nothing left of anybody, just bones.
That's kind of like in real life when you go out and see your car and all the rims and tires are missing in the engine. It's just sitting there in blocks.
Bit like that. No. It is a little bit like that, but I'm really, really looking forward to it. It sort of killed Star Citizen a little bit for me now, because I know that it's going to drop in next couple of days or like next week. And it's making me feel a little bit like, oh, do I want to play it? Am I wasting my time? Because it's getting a full wipe. Like,
yeah, because you know it's going to wipe, right? But they're saying, I've been hearing that it might not be mid-December. It might happen after New Year's.
No, yeah. So what it is, they've got a thing called the PTU, and they've got this other group, which is... So you've got this other group that do this small testing on it. And then when they think it's suitable for what they're doing, then it goes to the PTU, which is the test server, which goes to a larger crowd. And then it goes to the PU, which is everyone. Now, they're saying they don't know whether it's going to make it through all three stages for us at the end to be playing. Mm. So you can play it on the test server. So you can go on the PTU and say and play it, and that'll be out. But on there, you get a certain amount of money or ships, and then you get to test it. So it's not like playing the actual game. It's like having everything for free and then just playing the game for fun.
Right.
You know?
That might be cool.
Exit says they confirmed for the middle of December for release, right? No, that wasn't... They've confirmed from mid-December to release something for 3.18, but they don't know whether it's going to be on the PTU, the PU, or how far it's going to come out. So we're just all hoping, really. And the thing is, I think it's today, later on today, that the Illuminate... What's it called? The Luminaire something.
I'm looking how it's spelled, so I can say this right.
Luminarian or something like that.
Hold on. Okay, right. Luminalia. There you go. Luminalia.
Luminaria.
Luminalia.
Anyway, so that's going to be coming out.
Everyone.
That's going to be coming out like today or tomorrow, which is going to be a small update. So they're not going to drop this massive update until that's finished, I would have thought. Yeah, and that runs for like 10 days. So... are they going to drop it or are they not? Like, it seems a bit weird that they've started that event today and then they're going to put a massive thing out over the top of it, you know? Well, I've got a feeling that's going to run its course and then it'll be after that.
I mean, if they do run in 10 days, maybe they might drop it right at Xmas time.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
No, but they won't, because the other thing that we know is that their whole studio shuts down 2 weeks into December. So, like, on the December the 15th, they all go on holiday for a month or whatever it is.
I don't blame them.
So, why would you... You'd be crazy to drop a massive update and then just get in your car and leave. Bye! The game's broken.
Then you have all these problems and everybody screaming, it's not our problem.
Yeah. But I'm definitely down. If anyone wants to play with us, I've been streaming it, and everybody's welcome to come join me in game and stream. And we've just been having fun. It's been really fun getting Gray in and trying to teach him things. Oh, it's hilarious. He thinks the game's broken left, right, and center. So every time something happens, he's like, this is broke. I'm like, it's not great. It's you.
I've adopted what everybody said now. It's not broken. It's a feature.
You're getting there very slowly. I give it to you. You're getting there very slowly. It's like training a little kid.
I can fly now. I mean, I can fly from planet to planet.
Imagine having a Ferrari and taking a five-year-old and trying to teach him how to drive it. It's sort of like that.
We went out in, John's Mall, and he had a buggy.
Yeah.
So he says, you want to drive it? And I said, sure. So I was driving this buggy all over the place. It was fun.
Yeah. We got a few new great members in the community, which I want to do a shout out to as well. It's really, really cool news. So shout out to Citizen John and to Rice, two elder of the community. Amazing. Gray is now a baby of the community. He's not the old man of the community anymore. So one of these guys is 71 and one of them is 76. And they've been playing Star Citizen with us. How wicked is that?
Yep.
So it's like, I'm the baby of the group now. And Gray, he's even feeling fresh.
You're the baby and I'm the teenager now.
But it's been really funny having John, Citizen John in, because he comes in and he batters Gray around about, what are you doing, Gray? Why are you doing it like this? Oh, it's hilarious to watch.
The funny thing about him is he's got this really infectious laugh.
Yeah.
I told him I wanted to record it.
So I want to make a clip.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, let's get on with the podcast. Anyway, I don't want to start talking about Star Citizen straight off the bat and annoying everyone. Everybody that gives me a Discord sub in Discord, I want to say a big shout out. Thank you to everybody that does that. I really do appreciate it. If anyone wants to, you can just go to the show notes and there's a little button there. You click it. It will take you to like a $3 sub. You can do that. If you get a $10 or above sub, basically anyone that subs will get their list at the top of Discord. So it brings you past all the other 800 people and you go straight to the top. And you can also get your free room for anything you want within reason if you do that. One other thing I was going to say about this is, did you see the message pop up for the new Discord thing this week, Gray?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was.
Discord subs.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, so Discord has now started letting people that run the Discord have subs. And they do a 90-10 share.
Wait a minute. Who gets the 90?
So I get the 90, they would get the 10.
Oh, okay.
But the problem, I'm stuck in a bit of a palaver now because I've already got...
You've been getting it. You've been doing it all along anyway.
Yeah, so I get it through a third party called Me6. And my third party, they run everything. They do everything for me, blah, blah, blah. I just set up all the different categories and stuff. But now Discord's trying to do it themselves. They've already cottoned on and thought, oh, there's money to be made here. But it's a 90-10 share. But now I'm in a bit of an awkward one because I can't move all my subscribers onto Discord and say, oh, hold on, everybody that gives me a sub. Like, can you just all move over to here now and sub me there? Just wouldn't work. But yeah, so Discord's cottoned on and they're now doing it themselves. But it's not in the UK yet. It's only in America.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, so it's obviously to do with tax laws or something because your laws are different to ours. Oh.
First of all, they waited a long time to do that. They should have done that a long time ago.
Rather than push this Nitro, they should have just pushed Discord subs and took their little cut. It'd be much easier, wouldn't it?
Nitro. They introduced the cheaper Nitro, $3. It's still not
worth now that. Have 25,000 different types of Nitro, starting at one penny all the way to £50. And you can have any one of them. And each one that you will get 5 more new emoji slots.
Yeah. Top tier gets you an NFT.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. Those are going down the tubes, too.
Yeah. But yeah, just want to say
$10 to do all these emojis, and then when they give you the cheaper one, the $3 one, you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You get a higher upload. Oh, wow.
Also, to anyone that wants to join our Discord, it's totally free. Just go to extremepcuk.co.uk. We're having a good time on Discord lately. There's a lot of nice people on there, all chatting, having good fun, just chilling basically. So come and join us. Everyone's welcome. Also, we've still got the Scum server running. There's a few people still playing on it, but it's time for renewal. With the Scum server, what we do is it's donation paid. So when the payments stop, the server stops, and it's sort of coming to the end. I think there's a little bit left to pay on there, isn't there?
Right now it's standing at zero. So.
All right. So there might not be a scum server by the end of the week.
7 days.
Cool, cool, cool. Right. Let's get on with the podcast. I wanted to talk about a game first. Now, I don't know what's going on recently with space games, because there's a lot of strategy space games coming out, which we love. Everyone loves them. It's all good. But what is with the names of them? I can't pronounce any of the names of all these games, man. Now, has anyone seen this? It's called... How would you say it, Greg, before I make myself look stupid?
I'm thinking it's Izion. I mean, if the X is pronounced like a Z,
yeah,
then Izion.
Ixion, Izion.
X, then
I'm not
Ixion.
Too sure. But this game does look really, really cool. Check it out on Steam. It's just recently come onto Steam. I think it's in early access, or is it not? I think it's full release. I'm not sure.
Is it
$7? It better be.
But the thing is, it's a basically you build a space station. It's like a strategy game, but it's not like the other one I was playing, Stardius. This is more photorealistic, but a similar sort of thing. You build a space station. Carrot Top Gamer says it's a full release now, I believe. Have you played it? Because it looks really, really cool, this game. And it's definitely going to be on my list. I haven't played it yet, but I definitely will be playing it at some point. It's quite... For this kind of game, the price is quite high, I feel. And obviously, I haven't played it yet. Mm. I said that about RimWorld, and then when I played it, I was like, I would pay this 50 times over. Do you know what I mean? But it's very photorealistic, and it's got like all sorts of... It reminds me of like that Stardius, but with much
better graphics.
Yeah, like photorealistic graphics. It's all about like looking for a home for humanity, building your space station up. It's all strategy. It's about balancing and management and exploration and survival. And it just looks really cool.
For somebody like me, I like this because they had the Stardew Valley game that I wouldn't play. Now they have Coral Park that I'm playing.
We're seeing a pattern
now
here.
Now they have Stardew, which I wouldn't play because the graphics are not there for me. And now they get Ixion or Izion. And
how'd you spell it?
Everybody's doing this now. I love it. Everybody's bringing those graphics up to style.
Graphics up to style, eh?
Yeah, so I can actually play these games now.
Yeah, I'm just
calling out.
So it was, I just want to say a shout out to Cactus Jack 14 because it was him that basically brought this to our attention. And like I said, I'm a bit addicted to Star Citizen at the moment, but I will definitely be playing this game at some point. It is 26 quid. It's on sale 10% at the moment. But from what I can see, it's got all of the things that I like building, the strategy, the balancing. You fly to different star systems. It is only single player though, I noticed. But to be fair, I'm sort of liking single players more nowadays, you know. I feel like the whole multiplayer's done, been and gone. I want to get back to being... It's like I started Extreme PC UK, we started building computers, we started working with massive companies. It's like we started going up that mountain. And now I feel like, man, I just want to get back to my community, back to chilling with my friends, back to just focusing on the Discord and the gaming, the stream. Back to fun, not work. Do you know what I mean?
Every day.
Every day.
Why work hard, but play hard.
Exit says it's Elon Musk's. I can never say his name. Elon Musk, whatever his name is, how you want to say it.
Elon Musk, yeah.
It's him for people to get ready for the Mars mission.
Oh, yeah. I don't think any of us would go to Mars anytime soon.
I don't think I'd want to go off the
not
planet.
For another decade or two.
I'll definitely go.
Would
I'll
you?
I'll be there. You mentioned the content.
Oh my god, it'd be him. He'd be like, he'd be in a rocket, Ray, going out of the atmosphere, and as his signal dies off, he'd be like, hold on, what am I gonna do here? I've got no signal. How's TikTok gonna get my stuff?
I mean, if you have a lot of money, Ross, within your lifetime, you could go to the moon.
Let's go.
You definitely could go to the moon.
I don't know why would you want to go to the moon?
I mean, seriously, if the price, if money wasn't an object, and
if it was free, if it was free, would you go to the moon?
Straight away, I'll go there right now.
Why? There's piss all there.
Yeah, you can actually take a real
space.
Mate,
just go to Brighton Beach.
Brighton Beach. People mooning each other. Yeah,
look at the stones.
Oh, okay.
Rizzo, what is it? There's a, is it a, I think a Japanese gentleman who's going on the flight. Elon Musk's flight around the moon in the next couple of years or something.
Really?
He's paying like, I don't know, $1 million or a couple
million. You can imagine
dollars.
It getting back though, could you? Land, you get out, and everyone goes, What did you see?
Oh, no, no, no. This, no, you're not going to get out. It's just going to be an orbital flight. So it's going to head out, orbit the moon a couple times, come back.
Carrot Top Gamer says it's Ixion.
Ixion.
Ixion?
Ixion. Ixion. Okay.
Ixion. That's got cleared up. Cheers for that info, because we was here before, and I was like, I don't really want to say it, because I'm not sure.
Could be
Ixion. I'm actually looking at little bits of this.
No, he says it is Ix, as cool. Pronounced Ixion. Or if it was Gray, because he's in America, it would be Ixion.
Ixion. Eh, whatever. One of those two.
Or Sixion, because it could
be. It does
look
pretty good, though. I'm looking at pieces of it now. It does look pretty realistic, with people running around and.
Iris is like, I'm going to the moon to eat the cheese. Oh, man.
Cheese grommet. Cheese.
That's what they told us kids back in the day to keep us shut up.
That's right.
The moon is made of cheese.
Green, though. Green cheese. No, no, they
green
color,
cheese? But... no one wants to eat green cheese. That's mold.
That's what they used to say, though. This is interesting.
Really? Do you know, I was telling a story the other day. Was it to you lot I was telling this story? I don't know if it was to the podcast or to someone else random. But I used to always go to my nan's house. And if she said, do you want a sandwich? You always said no. Because she'd make you a cheese sandwich, yeah. But being old school as she was, and I don't know if this is how your generation is as well, but if the cheese was moldy, she would just slice it up still and give it to you to eat and go, all cheese is mold. And I'd be like, I don't want to eat that.
I have a similar story. We had an aunt who loved to make, she made food, but she always made a lot, even though it was just her.
Yeah.
Maybe her husband. So she would take all the leftover food and stick it in this huge freezer that she had. Now the food could be in there for a month or a year. So we come over there, would you like some leftovers? And she'd hand us some stuff that's been in the freezer for 8 months. And I'm going like, to be nice and polite. Oh, thanks. As soon as we get it home, into the bin.
But my nan would be like that. Here's a sandwich. And she'd be very stern, old school, like British. And she'd be like, eat it. And you're like, I don't want to eat it. She's making me eat it. You're not going anywhere until you've eaten it.
There are some moldy cheeses, like blue cheese. Essentially, it's moldy cheese. Who came up with that idea?
Cheese is moldy, isn't it?
Yeah, technically, because it ferments and stuff.
That's what it is.
Blue cheese literally is mold in the cheese. And I'm like, who thought of this thing when they came up with it?
There's Camembert cheese, which is like maggot cheese, I believe.
Maggot cheese?
That's awful. No, he's right. Is it Sweden? I think it's Sweden.
No, they French.
Is it because they had an episode of Amazing Race over here, which they have all over the world. But in this American version, Amazing Race, they were in whatever country, Sweden, France, and they went to this one place that
don't get them muddled up.
I knew nothing about this cheese. I'm going like, maggots, what is this? And then they get up there and there's a wheel of cheese, right? And they cut it like this, you know, sideways, and they open it up and there's freaking hundreds of maggots crawling through the cheese.
And just a nice guy saying Greek cheese is being banned for exportation due to the maggots it has.
This is supposed to be that way, though. That's what's weird. And they have to eat a piece of this with the maggots in it. And they're like,
actually, no. Like, oh, the maggots digest the cheese. So the cheese that you're eating is actually maggot excrement that they release from the body.
Even better.
Oh my God. This is going downhill very fast, man.
I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting looking at this going like, oh, man, things you do for maybe $1 million.
Well, just look at coffee. We were only talking the other day about cats that eat coffee beans.
Cat crap coffee, yep.
And it's worth a fortune. It's worth a fortune.
Remember we did the show and we started looking
golden nugget beans.
I don't know if it was a show or if it was a social night, but we started. I think it was a social night, and we looked up how many other animals people drink coffee from their crap, right? I looked it up, and they actually have elephant turd coffee.
Exit says we're known for Swedish meatballs and IKEA, not cheese.
Let's go.
I know. Do you know what? You've got an IKEA right near my house, and I love it because I can go in there and I can get meatballs. I can't possibly think how bad quality they are, though, because the whole dinner costs like £1.50. So for £1.50 and you're getting meatballs, I don't know what quality their meatballs are. They're meant to be genuinely good, but I'm not sure. But I tell you what, the cod and chips is good for like £3.50 or whatever it is.
There used to be a brand of, I think it was Stouffer's. I mean, a frozen brand of Swedish meatballs. We used to buy it all the time.
Do you get IKEA over there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You do. So there's a massive trend in the UK at the moment with IKEA. I don't know if anyone else has seen it, but it's absolutely massive. Parents and their kids, couples and groups, there's this new trend where they go to IKEA and you play hide and seek for the day.
All right, that's the idea for a video. Let's go. Nick, I'll meet you in IKEA next week. Let's go.
TikTok, here
we
come.
I'm not joking. Have a look on Google about it and then videos and stuff. Groups of people. Who was it? Was it my missus? I don't know if my missus or my sister or someone was talking about. They met some people and they said, what are you doing? We're going out for the day. She said, what'd you do? She goes, me and my husband, we'd come here and play hide and seek. It's fun. The best day ever. Because just think how many places there are to hide.
Tons. I do want to know whether they have sales spikes during those days, because they must be allowing this. You know, it's like, yeah, let them do it as long as they buy a piece of furniture. Cool.
They're actually pretty good quality. Don't know if they still have the same kind over the world still, though. No, we probably get the cheap crap ones.
Still got to build it, though.
But, like, there's loads of places. IKEA. There's loads of places in IKEA to hide, man. Literally loads. So can you imagine it? You're just looking for a new cupboard, like, open a wardrobe, and there's, like, a kid in there. What are you doing? Playing hide and seek. It's funny because Carrot Top Gamer says my desk is all IKEA. All four of my desks that are here are all IKEA because you can't beat them for price to quality. Because my desk, I think the top of my desk costs something like £7, which is like a 8 foot top desktop, and then all of the legs are like £1.50 each. So what I do is I get a new desk and then I mess it all up, scratch it up and that, and I just go to IKEA and buy a new top and I put a new one up. It's fresh.
It's really cool. Piece by piece.
But anyway, we need to move on. Let's catch. We're just talking absolute poo.
Aren't we?
All right, let's move on. Great. Let's talk about your news.
Okay, my news is that the 4080, remember we keep on hearing stories about it? You know,
I saw some stuff about it today, actually.
Sell it. How much price is it going to be? Well, now, yes, and now it's going, well, they're talking about getting a price cut by mid-December. So they claim, NVIDIA, that they're not cutting the price mid-December to compete with AMD's 7900 XTX. Of course not. I don't believe that for a minute. So supposedly the price is going to lower by a couple hundred bucks or more. They did say that the 4080s so far have been a failure. They said that they're on the shelves. No one's buying them. Even everybody, scalpers, eBayers, nobody can get rid of them.
Yeah, because do we need them? We've all got 3080s, 3080 Ti's, 3080 Ti'i, 3080 Ti'ii, 3080 Ti'ii, and the 3080 Ti'ii.
The 4090s are outselling the 4080s, to give you an idea.
Yeah, but we saw that earlier on. I can't remember who it was, but someone was talking on the podcast about how they're under £1,000 now for a 4080.
They're talking about, right, and then they may even go lower. They didn't say really.
But that's how it should be. They should be getting back to that kind of price. It was taking the piss, wasn't it?
They're talking about it being somewhere around 1,050 in the US or something like that. I think what they should do, if they really want to compete with AMD, is drop the price down to like under 1,000. And then you might really, you know, pick up on the sale right there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
that would be
yeah,
great.
But you've got to remember, this is a 4080. This isn't a 4080 Ti. It's a 4080.
No, I get it.
You know? So then prices, they're getting back to it. Like, just think, this time last year, you was paying $3,000 for a normal card.
Well, let's see what happens. I'll bet you $999 or $949 or something like that's not unbelievable by the time mid-December.
Exit says still $200 to $300 more expensive than an AMD card. Yeah, but you got to be honest with yourself. If I gave you the opportunity of having AMD or that, you would probably take the NVIDIA. 90% of people will, because AMD cards are still not up. They're not as up to scratch as NVIDIA at the moment, I don't think.
Apparently what I'm reading as well is the 4070 Ti is going to be launching. Some Italian retailer said that broke the news on this. So now there's a 4070 Ti coming soon.
Yeah. But it will be. And the prices, the thing is, we've all been so squashed over COVID into this corner of buying whatever you can get, raising the prices right up. And now everybody's got what they wanted. And because it's been so late, we all got our 3080s and 3080 Ti's and 3090s. We all got them pretty recent, really. So bringing out the new 400 card, it's not even been a year most people have had them. So they don't want to get rid of them yet. Like me, I've got a 3080 Ti. It's in a full water-cooled PC. I am not going to strip that whole thing down just to get a 4090. Right. It's going to be the gen after that, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I think it was.
At which point, you might have Intel doing some wild crazy stuff. So, you know.
That's what I do. I wait every other. I had a 1080 Ti, skipped the 2000 series, bought the 3, skipped the 4, and I'll look at a 5 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes out. I mean, you can't afford it these days anymore. And some people are going to hang onto their cards for even longer now.
Yeah, so Comic Clown just said, I paid £700 for my 38er on day one, and then the prices went crazy. And the 3080s, they went up to like a couple of grand at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, crazy, I tried to get one, and it went to, like, within a day, the prices went from being 750 to, like, 900 within the day, because they ran out of stock everywhere almost instantly. And I was just like, ah, so I can't get one. And this was, like at the start of the pandemic. Yeah, I've so still got a 1080 Ti.
Yeah.
I got really lucky. I got my 3070 for 500.
Can't what argue. Monitor are you using, though? Great, using a 1080 price. Monitor?
Or yeah, 1440.
Yeah, so you're all right for the minute, unless you change your monitor up. So even if you used to go for a 4080 or 4090, your monitor, you'd have a massive amount of frames, but your monitor, you'd probably want to upgrade that as well. It'd just be a waste of money for you.
It's 144 hertz monitor, but I always keep it at 1080 Ti, not 1080p.
Yeah,
I can put it up to like 144 if I wanted to, but I never bother.
Yeah, we should, man.
It's just easier for keeping like this, because streaming and that, streaming 1080, so looking over from a 144 to a 1080 stream is a bit weird for me, so I like to keep everything at 1080.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I would run. Once you go to 1440p, yeah, you definitely don't go back, that's for sure. And I played around with a 4K, but it still wasn't worth it.
Exit says, the only thing I don't understand with the 40 series is why they didn't go for the latest gen of HDMI and display ports like AMD did with their 70 series cards. It might be because these cards were designed long ago and they've just been sitting on waiting to come out. And obviously AMD's designed theirs later. I'm not sure if that's the truth or not. But, you know, it is what it is. If that's something that was really important, that could be where AMD get their leg in front. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
But I still sit by how I always sat with the cards. People, Nvidia know that all their cards are going to sell. You're saying they're sitting on shelves at the moment, but will they sit on them shelves or will they get bought? You know, we'll see what happens. It's everyone's a bit tight for cash at the moment, so maybe that could be a point.
Definitely.
You know, but I still feel that AMD is always going to be. You'll go for AMD because you're going for budget over. If you could have any card regardless of money, you'd go for Nvidia. But everybody's pretty much on a tight budget at the moment because everybody's skint. So it's like everybody's going, right, look, do you know what? This is the time when I don't go for Nvidia. I'm going for AMD to save a few hundred quid. See, give it a chance, you know? Carrot Top Gamer says AMDs really are expensive and should be cheaper, but it's not spoken about because compared to Nvidia, it makes them look good still as they're under £1,000. Yeah, so they're always going to keep their price point just under Nvidia because they want to take some of that custom from there. If they go too low, then it could look cheap, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can always, sometimes you can price things too cheap for what they are and people won't buy them because they think certain. Sometimes you can price it way over the top and people think it's really. I've got this story, yeah? I used to do mobile phone fixing for people, yeah? And I've seen it a million times. Say I came to, like, you two, and you had a broken screen on your phone, yeah? And I came to you, and I said to you, I can get a screen for £10, yeah? Or I could get a screen for £30, or I could get a screen for £80. What would you tell me to go for?
£30.
Grey?
Sure, that sounds good.
What would you go for, £30?
Yeah.
Now, the screen, I'm telling you, the screen's exactly the same. What'd you go for?
It's exactly the same.
I'm telling you, it's exactly the same.
So you obviously don't want to spend the most.
So, right? Yeah, so the thing is, you're saying that now because of what I'm saying to you, but every person that I fix the phone for, they would go, ooh. I say it's the same screen. They go, ooh, maybe go for the mid-range one because it makes them feel better. It makes them feel like they're getting a better product. It's the same screen.
You should have just, like, thrown a marble at it and see if it broke the same way.
Yeah, well, the thing is, at the end of the day, it was just a screen, like, to go on their phone. But that's what happens, and it's because, basically, it makes you feel better to spend more money because it's how you feel it should be. So you go with it to start with, you know? If I said, oh, there's one that's 10, there's one that's 50, and there's one that's 400, you'd never go for the 400. If I said there was one that's 100, there's one that's 200, but there's one that's 20... You wouldn't go for the 20 because you'd be like, that's got to be cheaper and crapper. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, because your perception is it's going to break.
And it's pretty funny because I've used all of the screens. I'd buy all of them like to test them and that, and they'd all be exactly the same. If you drop it, they all break.
But let's test it.
I never have a problem with the screen breaking on my phones. I use a good case and absorbs a shock, and I don't have an issue.
Carrot Top Gamer does have a good point, though. He says most have probably tried a cheap one, then got stung. So now people go with the mid. They feel the compromise between the two is weird how people think. That's exactly what happens. But at the end of the day, the trick is just don't drop your phone with any of them, and it won't break, will it?
Exactly.
Right.
That's... Actually, what people don't understand is a lot of the cases on the phones, if they only go as high as the phone's height itself, that means the glass is exposed to a lot more damage or possible damage.
Yeah.
If the case comes up slightly higher than the width of the phone, when you drop it, it's going to hit the rubber and absorb the impact way before the glass.
Man, I always buy just the cheapest whatever. So I've got an iPhone, and I always buy a skin for my phone so that it's just covering the bare phone. So if it gets scratched or a grain of sand in there, it won't mess up the paint on the phone. So I can sell my phone on afterwards. And I bought a skin for my son's, and he didn't want it. So I was like, I'm not wasting it. So I put it on my phone. So I have a proper purple and pink girly phone.
Looks very fabulous there, Nick. I'm not going to lie.
It's on the side and everything.
Look at that.
Talking about phones and stuff, there's actually something I didn't put into the notes that I could add on to this. Apple has just brought out a karaoke feature.
A karaoke
feature on Apple Music. Now you can do karaoke.
Oh boy.
On your phone to yourself.
Yeah.
Haven't we got enough million people in the world already taking videos of themselves?
I don't know what you're talking about, Nick. I feel.
Yeah, but there's a difference between you and other people, though, because you genuinely try and make some funny videos, which are funny in that, but everyone else seems to take videos of themselves, how beautiful they are. I can't stand that kind of stuff, man.
So what you do is you get a Bluetooth speaker.
Ooh, look at that.
You get a Bluetooth speaker, and you can set up karaoke anywhere. Shopping mall, Bluetooth speaker.
Why do you need a phone for karaoke? You just sing anyway, wouldn't you? It's not like you've got a microphone, you've got an amp.
Yeah, you need the proper accompaniment, you know, and the special karaoke backgrounds, the tracks and stuff, you know.
Exit says about the phones. When I said that, just don't drop your phone, he said, "Oh, or get a Nokia 3310." Problem solved. the old phones. I've got all of the old Nokias just right behind me there. They never break, man. They never break. I turn that thing on now and it works.
You just can't get any reception. But hey.
I believe you.
They do.
Like, I believe you.
Them phones are made of steel.
I got a flip phone for you.
They're made of steel. I've got one there. Seriously, I've got like about 10 phones there. Original
the gold
Nokias.
Razer flip phones?
Yeah,
remember
I've got
those?
All the original Nokias.
Nokia
nah, Razer was crap. That's why you don't see them around anymore.
Well, it's been years, man. Long time ago.
All right, let's move on. Ross, I believe you've got to talk about something... Sorry to do. Can't get my words out, man. Slap me. About Call of Duty.
Yes. So Microsoft, the people who brought out Call of Duty, have offered a 10-year contract to Nintendo, of all people, to see Call of Duty possibly on the Switch. Because they offered the same contract to Sony, and Sony kind of like, was like, nah.
No way.
Don't really want that.
We were talking about this before. What will PlayStation do if Call of Duty leave?
I don't know, because like all the complaints that they make are all the stuff they already do. So they complain about, oh, they're going to make it exclusive. They already got a ton of exclusive games on the PlayStation 5. They're going to make it so we other people on our platform can't do it, play it. They already do that with a ton of other games.
It's like, says, all make the more God of War games. Don't mention that to Gray. You get him all horny.
No, we got a story coming up about it, though.
I want the remastered God of War series, like, completely remastered, all of them, from ground up again.
Oh, I've got a question for everyone.
I don't know why
I've...
you would want to bring it to Nintendo at all. I mean, I don't... Why? Nintendo's not really made
because
that.
Nintendo has an absolutely massive market that's all one-sided to just them.
I guess a little extra cash.
So like I always say to people, you've got Xbox and you've got PlayStation, and they go head to head against each other as consoles. Then you've got PC, which is the master race, which everyone goes for first. Then you've got Nintendo, which is this old school to new school mix of games, which are all the same as they used to be. It's the only console that brings out Mario Kart all the way through the world, through the life, through everything, and people still go out and rush and buy it. Everyone loves it. All of their games are just the next version of their game, next version of their game. And they've got their games down to a T that they know people love. And the difference between Nintendo to other consoles is Nintendo is a very fun thing to play. Whereas Xbox and PlayStation, they're serious games to play. They're not sitting in your front room and play fun.
Yeah.
If I said Nintendo Christmas morning, let's get up and play a computer game, what'd you play? Right, if you're older, you might play some Call of Duty. But majority of you will be like, let's get the Mario Kart out.
Yeah. Get Smash. Yeah, I love Smash.
I've never played
their games are more comical, more cartoony, they always have been.
That's why Gray's out. The graphics aren't up to his standards.
So now you're going to have Super Mario Brothers, and they're going to start introducing the Call of Duty characters into the game.
That's you can Super
Do you
Mario
know what?
Bros.
I just had the weirdest thought. Could you imagine if the next-gen Nintendo came out, and it brought out all of their games, like Zelda, Mario, F-Zero, all that stuff, but in photorealistic graphics? Mario in photorealistic.
You see Mario.
Like Mario movie.
It would actually look like Gray with a Mario outfit on.
Exactly.
He's Italian.
You can just see him like holding up like an axe, like God of War, and then you see Mario throwing the axe and blood all over the place. No, I couldn't use that voice.
Gray.
If he's going to be real photorealistic and all that stuff, he's got to go with the gravelly voice. It's me, Mario.
That sounded like, what's his name?
Wario.
Wario.
Wario. You notice Wario is only in like, what, two games or something? You don't even see him much anymore.
Yeah.
No, I miss Wario. But he has had his own games on Nintendo DS, but they haven't brought anything out on the Switch for him, which is unfortunate. I want Wario and Luigi to come out on like and have his own game. He's never been brought to Smash as a playable
Luigi
character.
Luigi had the castle game.
No, Wow Luigi. So do you know there's Wario? There's actually Wow Luigi. So the opposite of Luigi. He's like a big lanky person with a big long nose and purple hat.
Really?
Yeah,
I never heard of that one.
Luigi Mansion. Exit says I'd love to see a remastered version of Shadow of the Colossus to be then be followed by a brand new second game. I don't know what Shadow of the Colossus is. How do I not know this?
Nick, you're missing out, dude. It's such a, it's an experience. That's what I'll say. It's basically you're in an open world against these titan bosses, and there's many different ways to kill these bosses.
Sounds like that game that Hans plays.
It probably is, to be honest. Basically,
Elden Ring.
It's like Elden Ring, or the other one. What's the other one? Dark Souls.
Elden Ring.
It is an experience to watch and even play. It's so good. Can't wait if they ever do remaster it.
And Carrot Top Gamer says, "Do you remember when they made the Sonic movie look like that? Basically, when it was photorealistic and everyone went mental, went backlash on it."
Yeah.
It's good they did though, because imagine Sonic with real teeth right now. Be horrifying.
Yeah, really.
Do you know what's more funny? Look up on Google dogs with human teeth. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You'll see the picture of a dog with human teeth. It looks amazing.
Yeah. But, no.
No, they don't do it for real.
GR502 says, do you think Nintendo will release Zelda on Switch in May, or do you think they will squeeze in a new console?
Zelda, because of the release of the new Pokemon games that just came out, there have been tons and tons and tons of bugs and ton of issues with the graphical issues, so not reaching the full potential what they could actually get out of the game. There's been ports over to the PC where the game runs beautifully, but then on Nintendo, the Switch, it runs horribly. So if they don't bring a new console out within the next year or two, it's going to be having issues with much more demanding games.
You know, one of the things I'm going to try that Maggle Hans turned me on to is Breath of the Wild for PC. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I didn't hear about this until he told me, and then he started showing me
emulating it.
Of it. Yeah, but this is like beyond emulate. This is a good. It's an open
illegally
world.
Emulating it.
No.
I'm not going to say one thing or the other. I have no idea. All I know I saw the screenshots, and I'm like, whoa! And it's like all open world and all this stuff, and I'm like, this is like pretty freaky. I'm going to definitely try it, and then I'll report back on it.
Do you know what? I bought Breath of the Wild for my kids, when it first came out, and I got it on the last-gen console, on the old Switch, And then I got them a new Switch, and it was on the old one, so I never played it. I was like, oh, I've done a grey. I was like, I can't be playing his graphics.
Yeah, see?
But I've got a question. No, I have got a question for you. And I'm not going to say why too much detail about it, but if you was to pick one or the other, and you know what I'm talking about, what would you go for?
I lost you. What?
Each one of what we was just talking about.
Breath of the Wild?
No. What it runs on.
Oh, PC or Switch?
No, other two.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah.
PlayStation.
Xbox. Straight away, Xbox.
Why?
No. Game Pass.
Yep.
It's been the longest console I've used for many years. The achievement score I gained on it, the history I got on all the games. So for me, it's more of a history thing.
That's very personal to you, I'm talking about for me.
Oh, if you were to come into it like brand new, Xbox straight away, because it's cheaper as well.
I've probably got more Xbox achievements than you.
Oh yeah, what's your gamer score? Come at me, bro.
Check it. I used to be a collector.
Oh, damn.
I used to get Love Film, and every time I would get discs coming through my door just to get the points and then send them back. I've played Barbie. I've played loads of them that give you 1,000 straight away.
Oh, them games that are just basically...
But you got to remember, that was, 8 years ago now? So if you go on my Xbox quickly and have a look and see what I get.
I don't know.
Funny.
I could probably do it here, but it might turn the cameras off.
I mean, for me, the only reason I even do PlayStation is because of the game.
Right, but I got it here.
Otherwise, I'd have no,
Yeah, so what's the benefit of that then?
Of the achievement score.
Of what Gray's saying.
Have we just gone for the game?
I've got... Oh, no, I'm just looking for it. Where is it?
There you go.
Where are you, point system?
Here comes the score.
52,500.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, but you got to remember, that's over. The last time I got one was probably 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Let me just quickly...
What do you got, Ross? What do you got? We're doing a number now.
Where's my app at? Let's have a look-see here.
Can't add it up fast enough.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do all the calculations in my head. So, bear in mind, I had two accounts. One of them was on Xbox before Xbox Live came out. On that account, I had 10,000. On this account, I have 55,708.
So I've got more than you.
No, you said 52,000.
No, you said 52.
Oh, what's he got? 58. 55. Yeah, 58. And I stopped collecting his achievements about 8 years ago.
Yes, but I add on 10 grand for that.
You weren't even born, boy.
No, I was. I was here. Hopefully I'm not eight.
But yeah, no, I used to. So before I got back into PC, I used to just play Xbox 360 all the time. And I got heavily addicted to achievements. It's funny because you're pretty much like me and you've done exactly the same thing. And I got heavily addicted to achievements and I would do everything to just get them achievements. I don't know why. I didn't have no competition.
It's the popping noise and it's like the sudden dopamine rush. Like, oh, I've got the achievement. And it was like, for me, it was the bragging rights at school because it's like... What have you got achievement-wise? Oh, you got that achievement? Oh, I've just got this achievement that you need to do. Like, only, 2% of the world have got it. Only, 0.8% of the world have got it.
I would even go back and play games 3 or 4 times. When they brought out Civilization, I can't remember which one it is. Civilization 6. When they brought that out, I played that something like 100 times. And I got everything. I completed it from every aspect. I'd done everything in it. And I would play through the whole playthrough just to get the one achievement. I'd be like, done, turn it off, start again, next one. And I would just focus on getting one. Like, I went through, what's the game where you go through it silently or you go through it really aggressively? Oh, it's a game we played.
Passive.
Oh, no, I can't think of what it's called. But anyway, I played through it and then I'd play through it again the other way to try and do that. But yeah, I used to love it. I used to absolutely love it. But the thing is, if I was to go back to getting one of them for downstairs or something, it would be picking which one. I feel like more people are on PlayStation now, but I feel like Xbox is more PC related, Xbox related, and I get Game Pass.
Well, we can segue into my next story, which is talking a lot about that.
Go on, go for it.
So I did this for two reasons. Xbox game prices are now going to be increased, so they're going to do what PlayStation did. PlayStation has games that generally cost like $60 American. And now they raised up to 70. So now Xbox is following suit, and they are going to increase their games now to 70. But they're keeping the Xbox Game Pass at its normal price. So now it becomes even more attractive to be on a Game Pass. Now, when I heard that, not just for console players, but I'm going like, so does that mean that the PC games that you can buy from PC Game Pass if you want to are also going to go up to $70? They didn't say, but a lot of times those things follow suit. So if that's true, and then PlayStation's doing 70, Xbox is going to do 70, the PC games on PC Game Pass may go to 70.
What do you mean 70? I'm lost, though. 70. Where are you getting 70
okay,
from?
Okay, so in US, most of the games, AAAs, are 60
oh,
bucks.
You're talking about buying the actual game, yeah, like Call games. Of Duty, 60 quid, right. Yeah.
Right, so now it's been going up to 70 when PlayStation is their AAAs. Xbox now is following suit with 70. And now the PC Game Pass, when they start selling the PC games, now I'm hearing that they may go to 70 on that, which means then if Steam follows suit and they go 70 on that, that means that's it. It's
yeah, but Steam's reliant on like lower priced games. That's what people go for Steam for.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying that now it's going to be a worldwide push where everything is going to be brand new 70 instead of 60, which sucks.
70 is the new 60. It's like your exactly. Age gray.
Yeah, except on but now PC Game Pass becomes more attractive because they're not raising the price on that, and they do have a lot of day one stuff that they still do. In fact, actually, did you know Starfield's going to be day one on PC Game Pass?
Really?
Yeah,
saved us a few quid straight away, isn't it?
Well, part of the reason is because Microsoft owns Bethesda now, so any Bethesda game will be day one on PC Game Pass. So
do you feel like honestly they're trying to make buying a game a thing of the past?
Yeah, because it's like if you get everything on digital, if you lose your digital library, let's say you get your account banned or like it got hacked or something. Yeah, your digital library is just completely gone.
Yep.
It's you can't transfer it because it's illegal. You don't have any old games like I do in the back of my room right now where I've got like 20 games and discs that I just give out to anyone. Like in the old days when you used to with your friends, like, oh, you have that game. Have you played it? Oh, you have. Can I just borrow it to play?
Yeah.
And then you'd give it back.
But back in my day, it was like, yeah. Can you borrow it? Yeah, make sure you give me the instruction manual because you need to go to page 22, line 4, word 1. You never heard of that before, Ross, have you?
No, I know in Solid Snake, there was, in the instruction manual, there was a thing where basically you had to go to it, and it told you on a certain boss that you had to plug in the second controller to defeat this boss so he didn't, like, kill you straight away. And I was just like, why?
Yeah, no, so yeah, really. Basically, on the games before, you didn't have passwords and stuff like that, but you did. So what it was, they would say to you, go to page 22 of the manual, line 4, word 1, and you'd have to type the word in. And then that would mean that you've got the manual book, which means they assume you've not copied the game because you've got the manual for it as well. Did you remember that, Gray?
Yeah, now that you're bringing it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone to quite a lot of games.
To figure out, yeah.
But then, back in the olden days of like having these little like editor tools, it would be like, it would come with this thing and it would be a word generator. So whatever it said, you'd type it in and it would give you the word that was on that part of the thingy. All the words would be typed into this little generator and you could type the game in. It's a bit like the genie you was talking about the other day,
yeah,
where you put in the game and it's got all these different things for it, which is quite
the
pretty
codes
funny.
In it and everything. It worked really well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised but it came out with something like that.
See, for me, the reason why I was asking is because I was wondering whether it's worth to get one downstairs at some point, but.
What, a game genie?
No, the thing you were talking about before.
Xbox.
Tell me if you remember this. Remember when the games all came out on CDs and DVDs, and when you loaded the game, unfortunately, you would always go through all the stupid pre-videos at the beginning, the what's coming up next, the game that's on sale now, or there'd be all this other crap at the front of the game, and 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, the game would actually start.
Yeah.
And then they started coming up what they call no opens cracks. You remember this? And you used to actually load a crack in so that it would pass all that stuff and go right to the game and start it
up. I don't know. But I tell you what, this goes a bit into Gray's Green Room podcast, more than my podcast. One thing I really miss, which has taken my childhood away, is the... What are they called? Like the intros on the films. You know, the... What's it called in the beginning of the film it used to have? Where it used to play the adverts.
Oh, you're talking about the previews.
The previews, yeah. I used to love the trailers. That's it, the trailers. That's the one I was looking for. I used to love the trailers, man. It'd be like, now the trailer.
Still all
You'd
around.
Have to... No, but you don't get a voice anymore, do you? There was a forest.
Oh, you're talking about those guys. Yeah,
His name was Jeff.
There's only one or two guys. I believe the last guy that unfortunately passed away. He was
there only one guy that could do that voice? I just did that voice. Sign me up, man.
There was one or two that did that, but he was the last.
Introducing Grey Gamer.
25.
It is pretty funny though. And then the guy used to do like they would put him in like normal commercials because it was hilarious, you know.
If you want one of the greatest washing machines in the world,
you know? It's like
double toke.
No, but the thing is, like, I used to love watching them because you'd watch it and it would be your way of seeing what other good films are coming out further down the line. But it was the way that they was done. I feel like back in that day, films were proper movies. Like, you watched it, you sat down with your family and that, and you was like, yes, we're going to watch a film. It's film night. Now it's like put Netflix on and press one button.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, it's not got the same,
vibe. The end credit stuff. I mean, look how big that is now. Now you don't want to wait till the end credits because you don't know if you're going to miss the clip at the end. Now everybody does it.
Yeah, they do that in a lot of films. So no one leaves the cinema. And if you're the one guy that stands up, everyone's like, oh, knob. Sit back down, you knob.
Plenty of people still leave anyway, but now it's become a thing, right?
Yeah.
They've done end credits before many years ago, but rarely.
How many of you used to go in the cinema with your friends and then creep into the next one and the next one?
Yeah, for sure. We used to have...
doing that.
Before they came out with the giant multiplex theaters where you have like 8, 12 screens, right? And they used to have only two screens, like twins, they used to call them. And so you would have a movie on one side, movie on the other. So many times as a kid, I would go in there, watch the movie, and I would know when the time was for the other movie. So I would time it exactly.
Yeah.
And I would leave and go in the bathroom. So I'd sit in the bathroom for like 5 minutes.
They go to the next one.
10 minutes in the bathroom, and then I will walk out of the bathroom, walk in the other theater. Boom, another movie.
Carrot Top Gamer says it's never one button when I put Netflix on. It's 500 buttons while trying to find something. My family hate me for this. I'm like, watch film night. We sit down an hour and a half later. It's nearly too late for them to even watch the film, and we're still looking through it. But I tell you what, I have done before, which is not a good thing. I don't say for people to do this. But
on these actions.
I've had it before, and I don't know what it's like where you are, Ross, but some of the cinemas that I go to around my way, they're like ghost town. There's nobody there. There's no one behind the counters. There's no one anywhere. There's like one person like mopping the floor in the corner over there, and there's like one guy over there. And I've come in before, and I'm waiting around. I'm like, I'll sod this. So I just fill my whole box of sweets up, and I just walk in and sit down.
Never done that, but I have done it where I've walked to one end of the cinema to the other. So there was a really bad design of the cinema. I need to go to the toilet, so I went out to go to the toilet.
You would have done a shit in the corner.
No, I didn't do a shit in the corner. I was tempted, but I asked the guy. He was like, "Oh yeah, other side of the cinema." So I just walked to the other side of the cinema where the other like showrooms are. Walked past the person. She didn't ask me for my ticket or anything. She's like, you go ahead. I didn't say what I was doing. I just walked past her with like determination, and they didn't say a single thing. So if you want to get a free cinema ticket or a free cinema like seating, just walk with determination. Normally, most of the time.
So I went in there. It was me. It was me. I think it was me, Jansen, and somebody else. I think it was Wacky. And we was queuing up for the cinema, and they were just taking forever. And we was missing our film and that, and I went, I'll sod this, I can't bother with this. They said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm just going to walk in. They said, you can't just walk in. You can't just walk in there. I was like, I'm not only am I just going to walk in there, I'm going to fill my sweets up to the top first. So I walk up to the old pick and mix, fill up a whole box, and I just walked straight in, sat down. And then them two were like, oh my God, if he's done that, I'm doing it. They try and do it, they get caught at the door.
I can remember seeing people at line, like you said, there's only one person behind the counter. I can remember seeing people in line try to reach over their cup and then hit the tap to fill it up with soda. Yeah.
See, the thing is, some people might call it stealing, but I don't. Because anyone thinks that you're paying £8 for a box of popcorn, I've paid once and I should get popcorn for my life for that price. Do you know what I mean? I've bought a box of sweets before and it's cost me 30 quid. So... I'm sure they got their money's worth on the last time that I paid.
The way they do it is you slip a bottle of water down one pocket and you stick a bunch of snacks in the other pocket and you don't buy anything. You just
Over here, Gray, you're allowed to take food in there. What I normally do now is, if I go to the cinema, is I walk into Nando's, I buy my Nando's dinner, my peri peri chips and my chicken burger, and then I walk straight into the cinema. I go into Poundland and get my Maltesers and Coke, and then I literally walk in with my bag and I just go and sit down in my Nando's and eat it in the cinema.
Wait a minute, what's Poundland?
You don't know what Poundland is? It's like Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay, got it. Dollar Tree.
£1. Okay.
£1 Poundland. I'm going like, what's that? You go in there and pound things?
Like, Shell said, Nick is the reason cinema industry is dying. No, do you know why the cinema industry is dying? Because they charge stupid amounts of money. I get one Coke, it costs £7. Are they having a joke?
That's where they make their money. They don't make as much money off the film.
They should do that.
Their percentage of profit is far higher on all the crap they sell.
Yeah, but the crap they sell is way too overpriced.
I'm telling you now, I'm not a thief, but I do have bad habits of feeling like I get my money's worth. Sometimes I go into... Who likes to go into the service station on services on the motorway? Now, them bastards, they know that they're charging you because you can't get your food anywhere else. So I walk in there, and I pick up a plate with a donut on it, It's just one little donut. I go to the till, I buy it. She's like, it's £5, please. I was like, for a donut? She was like, yeah. I went, all right, then. And I put the plate in my bag. Because I paid for it, basically, and I. If the police arrived and went, you've stolen that plate, I say, shut up, mate. I bought a donut and it cost £5. So I'm assuming that I've bought the plate as well. It was on there when I bought it. Didn't say the plate doesn't come with it. Does it?
That's true.
It doesn't say the donut is yours. The plate needs to come back. Nice plate as well.
This has made me think of a video idea. I'm going to see how much food I could bring into a cinema before they
sound like a thief. My missus is more of a thief than me anyway. Everywhere we go, she has to take their hot sauce and take it home.
You know those small little like bowl dishes that they give you the side stuff in? Like a side of this or a side of that? And it's the small little glass bowl? Well, time I was eating a meal and I couldn't finish everything. So, you take it home, right? Didn't even think of it. They bring the styrofoam container for me to put stuff in. I pick up the glass bowl with the food in it, put it in the styrofoam and bring it home. And I swear to God, I didn't even think about it at all. I just did it automatically.
A thief.
And I got home and I'm going like, where'd this glass bowl come from? So what's the story here? And I'm like, oh man, I took it. Shit. I still got the damn bowl too.
It's funny because Rectify says a donut buys a donut.
Exactly, it's a paradox.
Right, we need to move on. We've talked about enough thievery here today. We don't condone thievery.
We do not condone.
You thieving bastards. Right.
The opinions are those of the guests.
Subject to status.
No way.
Don't be a thief.
That's right,
the
disclaimer at the end. We're not crooks.
At the end of the podcast, there'd be a little bit. Anything you heard in today's podcast was typically not true.
He says, we make things up.
Exactly, all the time.
Right, so moving on. Ross, I believe you've got something to talk about Adobe.
Yeah, Adobe is allowing people to say AI-created images now. So there's been some copyright issues with AI-created images. If you don't know, DALL-E is a thing. It's basically you type in prompts and it creates images for you. It can create masterpieces. It can create stick figures. It's very interesting, all the different types of art.
Hold on, can I pause 1 second? Is this what I've been seeing sweeping across Twitter?
Maybe.
Where people are putting picture of their face and then it's making like all these different... So I put this picture of me in like this, like sexy as I am. And basically they make me one like I'm in a jungle with like Tarzan, and they make one where I'm in a suit in an office, they make one where like I'm all like nice, and one where I'm just as I am, not nice.
That is part of it. That is basically you put in an image into DALL-E, and DALL-E will be like, all right, I'll see what I can do with this to recreate it.
And it comes back to me saying nothing.
It's just like, too perfect, we can't recreate this masterpiece.
Next.
Next one. It's trash, actually. Similar to that, but DALL-E has many different features, and there's many different Discord servers that you can actually go to, and it's embedded into them as well.
Why has it got a name like a little girl's toy?
I don't know. there's a couple other ones as well.
DALL-E Parton, that's a little different.
Exactly, DALL-E Parton. You could probably create her on DALL-E now. But there's been issues with
wait. That sounds interesting. You can create a dolly.
Exactly. I don't know. You're thinking about Gray.
Is it a blow up one or a regular
Shell
one?
Shell says this is about giving a prompt and it creating an image. There's a few different art generators. So you type something and it makes something.
Yeah. You type in words and it tries to interpret it and come up with something.
Oh, man. So we don't want to see my picture.
You could say Hobbit, Elden Ring.
And you'll come up.
Yeah. You could say
I've
something
seen that.
Like that.
It's really weird. It's really weird. Sometimes it comes up with some cool stuff.
I can actually, if you allow me, I can show off some AI images that I've already got pre-made I downloaded.
You can do, but how are you going to get on screen? You're going to share your screen?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, basically just share screen real
quick. All right,
quick
you keep your Pornhub off then, yeah?
Well, do that yes. Putting,
don't get the wrong tab. We know you.
No.
You see that picture behind him? He's got no trousers on in that picture behind. He's doing something.
No, so
for
example,
they're listening to audio. We'll describe it for you.
I think you've gone the wrong screen.
It says watch stream.
Oh, watch stream.
I've got watch stream, not watch stream.
Oh, now we've gone full screen. Okay. So did you type in swirly whirly?
No, I typed in autistic galaxy.
And then our brain came up.
Literally, this is what it came up with when I typed in autistic galaxy. It's basically a swirl of color and confusion, which is awesome. But at the same time, now art like this has actually won art competitions in America. There's been a couple cases where they've put an art like this to an art competition without telling them it was made on an AI, and it's won. Now, there's a couple copyright issues where people are like, can we sell this? Can we not sell this?
So you
and
brought it on
huge...
air.
Yeah, and there's a huge... This is fine. I've actually owned the rights to this. I made sure I got the rights for this before I brought it on anywhere. There's a huge debate in the art community about this because this is going to basically make artists obsolete. But I feel like it's going to be a tool for artists to use. Adobe now is like, hey, as long as you tell us it's an AI-generated image, you can sell this. So
that's a bit dangerous, right. Though, isn't it? This is the future turning up and getting rid of people. Just think of poor Picasso if he was around with that.
Man, he would have all the fun.
But to be honest, not every piece of artwork, but many pieces of artwork, that old saying is true. It's beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. I've seen some artwork. I'm looking at it going like, this is crap. And somebody else would come up and go like, it's the most amazing thing. It costs thousands of dollars. And I'm like,
but I've just
really?
Thought of a really good idea. And I don't know if it's about. And I don't know whether I should say it.
Go for it.
Go
well,
for it.
Someone might listen
wrong,
and do
so
it,
far.
And then I'll get left. we're stuck with your
get
stream
clipped,
now. How can I get rid of your thingy on here?
Got watch stream up there.
Oh, that's
great. You gotta say close stream.
I can't get it now. Can't get it.
The maple screen. Oh, that's cool.
I can't get rid of Ross's images. Look. Leave your image there. But no. One thing I thought of, which would be really cool, and this would create controversy, is because the AI will actually make a piece of art. So if I put in there elf. Castle, red, night sky, it'll make that sort of picture, yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
And it will be completely AI drawn, so nothing like it out there before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what if I take that to a very good printer, like computer AI arm, not like a printer, and I get it to literally paint it onto a canvas? That would
probably
be good art.
Too.
Probably could.
There's already stuff like that out there. There's someone got the entire Shrek movie written down by AI arm. So basically, he made an art project where basically had this big massive sheet of like paper and he had a robot arm and he thought of the best algorithm for this robot arm to write down the entire Shrek movie onto this canvas.
Mm.
And because it's a non-linear pattern how it writes in the most efficient method.
Mm.
So it doesn't write from like left to right. It kind of goes here, 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 like to one corner, to the other corner, to the other corner, writing all these different sentences at the same time.
Wow. We've got something very funny to do. So Shell's put in saying, type in Extreme PC UK into your AI thing and see what it does.
I will do. I'll actually get on that tomorrow and I'll post it in
Extreme
PC
right now.
I don't actually have the website up at the moment. and the I don't actually remember the URL for it.
What you should do then is put Extreme PC UK, then put like toilet, then put like
Great, I'd be getting flushed straight down.
Then put bad graphics, good graphics, and see all that. See if what all that does.
So I will do that, and I'll post it in Extreme PC UK Discord tomorrow. So if you're not in the Extreme PC UK Discord, make sure you jump in there and check out for the AI images.
All you got to do is go to extremepcuk.co.uk.
That's right. And while you're at it, while you put Extreme PC UK,
do you have have the rights to the image?
Dolly, you do, I believe.
Do you have? Is it an NTF? NFT?
What's NFT? Yeah.
No, it's not an NFT. People have tried doing it, but there's so with anything the AI creates, there's like a signature on it digitally. So if you try to make it into an NFT, it's going to flag it. But you could possibly make it into an NFT.
So the surely the company that has it, you can buy that off of them.
I'm not 100%.
Look, we've confused him there. I saw his brain for a second just pause, and it went.
Next week, we're going to interview the people from Dolly.
What do I say to this?
You have our intellectual.
Carrot Top Gamer said he's doing it now, mid journey. He'll put it in the Discord if you like. Yeah, do it. Let us know when it's done. One of them two, Ross can share it because I can't get up because of the cameras. But Ross, you can get up in a minute. Can you imagine if it just came up with like Gray's face, but like all like a devil or something?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Or something really freaky, like one of us, but dead.
Just put all our names in there and see what happens. I don't know how it would interpret any of that. But
We've got everyone in the chat typing in Extreme PC UK. Gives you four versions. So that's one of each podcaster all messed up. It's like me under a bus, and it says year 2024 or something.
So that'll be your new logo. Whatever this thing puts out, you just use that as your new logo.
Yeah, just type in new logo.
AI generated. Look at our new logo, Extreme PC UK.
Type in photorealistic. Also, another prompt you can use is Picasso. Another prompt you can use is photo 4K.
All right, we're going to see what they've got.
So this is Dolly.
Shell said, laughing my ass off. You should see the first thing it gave me. Shell, but what did you type in? You probably written Nick's a dickhead or something, and then it came up. And that's what you've got me with a face of a penis. That's why you've done it, haven't you? Anyway, put it into the Discord general chat and I'll get Ross to put them up because that's hilarious. And anyone that does want to see these, just go to extremepcuk.co.uk.
Look at this. Shell just put it in the podcaster room on WhatsApp.
Right.
Take a look at the picture.
That is Extreme PC.
Yeah, it is.
That kind of looks like your health, Nick. Why does it look like your health?
I don't know if I could put this picture on.
But
this,
that's not AI generated. That's just a computer box outside someone's house. Is she having a laugh?
Or it could be a giant computer right in front of the house. Yeah.
It's an Extreme PC in the UK because it's got a UK house behind it.
That's so funny.
So for anyone listening, it's put like a PC.
Can you see that? There they go. Well, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
See it?
So I can't move mine over there like that much. But Ross, you can probably get it up on screen, can't you?
Yeah, if you just give me a hot second, what I'll do is save this image and then put it into my Google Drive.
For all you people that are listening to the audio, you need to go and go to Twitch and see the video.
Like you can't because you've got to be a subscriber. But if you want to see the Extreme PC UK, it's basically a PC which you can't see the insides of. It's all like blurry. It's two
like
cases on
us.
Top of each other, so it's extreme. It's a PC, and in the background, it's got a UK house, like our design of houses. So it's like you can tell it's in the UK. How funny is that?
It took it quite literally.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it did. It took it like literally word for word. Man,
that's why you got to put like crazy stuff.
She said she put one in the podcast questions. So if you want to get that up, one of you two.
Yeah, a podcast group. She put it in. I was not on the. I don't think that's on the Discord. Discord though.
Right.
Yeah, it was the one I showed you. Real quick. That's pretty.
It takes what you put literally, but the thing is, did it actually design that case itself, or did it pick that one part from somewhere, put it into a picture? Because it took that house as well and put it in. It took that from somewhere else. So is it taking real pictures that have been put on the internet and Google, whatever, taking pieces of them and matching them together, and that way it's not copyrighting because it's taking bits of different pictures, making a new picture.
No, because if you look at the background itself, you can tell it's AI generated because there's not enough depth or detail to it. It just looks like a perspective thing. So if you look behind the PC itself, you can see there's a house that's molded into a wall, looks like it's no clipping. So all that is AI generated. It's just because it has reference pictures, it can just easily create them through what it kind of thinks it should look like.
There's a couple in Gen Chat if one of you lot would get it up and share it.
Okay. Yeah, give me a second. What?
What the heck is this?
Boy, can you put it in? Can you
Oh
put
my
it in?
goodness.
Yeah, I got you. Save it to
Is it
that.
too naughty?
No,
No,
no, no.
no. It's pretty funny though. I like the one at the beach. That's pretty interesting.
Is it a Brighton again? I said Brighton. Now let's put Brighton Beach.
Actually, it's pretty cool. One or two of them are pretty cool. I don't know what the other ones
Come on,
are.
I want to see them, man. I want to see them. Where are they?
They
are
Rossi's working
here.
on it.
I met.
And
Let
again,
me do
anyone that's listening
share.
to this, just back on the podcast, obviously you can't see the stuff. So, yeah.
We're
Oh,
having fun
right.
playing with
So
toys.
let's talk through these. So, stop zooming out a minute. 'Cause I can't see it. So you've got, when it says extreme PC, it's just put massive PCs. So you've got a massive PC that doesn't even look like a PC on one of them, with some dude that is took from somewhere else that looks like he's come out of a
Look at his
cave.
arm.
Swamp.
Look at his arm on the swamp. Look at his arm.
Yeah, but he's in a swamp, which is quite funny because they're put obviously put in the UK as a swamp. You've got another dude which has got bloodshot eyes like a zombie, and he's got another PC which. None of the components in that beat. You can see it's all been generated. There's none of it's real.
It looks like fans from an air conditioner, and then
Yeah.
there's
And then the
other
bottom
stuff in
ones,
there.
one's got a Union Jack in it, and it's just got all sorts of, it's got a keyboard inside it and some weird stuff, and it's just on a white background. And then the
Yeah, but that's
final one, it's
you could
on a,
probably build that though.
the final one's on a beach, and then they've got some fake sand, and then they've got the case looking like it's in some fake sand with a TV screen on the front with a beach on it.
I like that one. That one's the one I
Yeah,
like the
but
most out of
again,
the
I
four.
really do believe that what they've done here is these are real pictures that have been on Google because everything you put on the internet gets stuck on Google, and it's taking parts of the pictures to create a mash mishmash of pictures. So you
Yeah.
can't copyright any of them because they're all mismatched from real pictures. It's just taking stuff like them two dudes. Where are they from?
They're not real pictures, Nick, because if you look at the top left one, the guy's arm is not, it wouldn't be like that in real
Yeah, but the
life.
thing is, what it is, it's because it's taken pictures of a guy and then it's tried to blend them together of different people. So it's not, basically, there's one thing you can do with copyright is you can't use someone else's picture. So if you change that picture slightly, if I take the Batman logo and I take a corner off of it, then it's not a Batman logo anymore. I can use it. You
I
know?
think that's a tattoo of London on his arm, I think it's supposed to be.
That's the bridge.
It's the swamp.
London Bridge
Right.
tattoo on his
And
arm.
this dude over here, look, man.
He's
Extreme PC UK. Looks like he's about to
get
put
ready
his
to
fist
punch
through
it.
it. Look at that fan.
Gonna
But do you see what I mean? It's taken a computer fan
Yeah.
and it's segregated it into different sections and moved them around. And that's all it's done. It's just mismatched loads of pictures together. I
Looks
don't
like a
think it's that
really just
impressive.
You know how they it looks almost looks like some of the games you play, like where they mishmash everything together into some bizarre looking whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty
Man.
wild.
Right. Anyway, that was a bit of fun. That was pretty cool. If anyone wants to
Yeah.
try it, what's it called?
Dolly, and there's a couple of ones out there that you can find. You can find it dead easy if you just type in AI generated pictures, and you should be able to find a whole host of
What did
different
you type
websites
in to
using
get that
this.
picture behind you?
The picture
Did
behind
you
me.
type in Ross Light, estate agent, guide
No,
dogs?
so this picture right here was actually a mate of mine saw the streaming awards, and if I move away, you can see he put me in for like a runner up, and I popped this into my Discord saying, in a couple of years' time, this is going to be me in the streaming awards for real. So this is just a goal to work towards. And this is from a photo shoot that I did with a little guide dog's puppy in there and all that. I've got like tons of images of me behind a green screen, like you saw maybe on my Instagram, a picture of me in a Santa's hat, just like basically do whatever you want with this image, which is dangerous to say when you got yourself behind a green screen.
You can't type in Ross Light green screen and it'll come out like that.
Yeah,
you could try it.
GR502 says, I think the artists out there can feel safe.
Yeah, maybe. Or it's just the same stuff that they all do anyway.
I was really impressed when Ross came up when he said like autistic universe and it came up with that crazy universe. I thought, oh, that's pretty cool stuff. But then when we said Extreme PC UK, I felt like just throwing myself out that window.
It depends on the prompts you give it. And also you can get very, very specific. And also you can give it reference images as well. So
I bet you can make some really funny, naughty pictures.
Actually, no, you can't. Unfortunately, they've made it so you can't do any nude or any sexual images. Because,
Because you could be like
out there.
You could be like Jennifer Aniston and Madonna, and it would just do a mismatch.
You can create people, like famous people, but you can't create anyone who's nude. And
Do you know why that is? Because all it does is, I get you, if you said someone famous's name, it would put them on there and it would blend their face a little bit. So it would mix it in. But anyway, that's enough of this. We've tested out the AI. It's not up to scratch right yet. It's not there. It's not good enough. Right, let's move on. Who's is that bit of news at the bottom with no name? That's the rest of
Gray.
That's yours. Go on, go for it.
So I just want to let you know, God of War Ragnarok is coming to PC.
Hold on, Gray.
Not exactly.
Rewind.
Okay.
Comic Clown says Madonna's a bit of a mismatch at the moment, is she? Have you seen Madonna right now?
Nah.
Wow. So basically, I always liked Madonna. I love her music. I've always liked her. And what she does is every 10 years or so, she would come back out, wouldn't she? And she'd be like, right, I'm going to put out a new thing. I'm going to make it all mysterious and naughty. I'm going to release an album and it's all going to go crazy. Hey, Shifty Hands, cheers for that raid. Welcome in, dude. Welcome in, everybody. Thank you. And basically, she's done that again now. But now she's got so much work done in that, she's looking all mashup.
She's like 70 now, right?
Yeah, but they're saying that they want to try and stop her from ruining her legacy. Obviously, she's massive. She's the queen of pop. And now she's getting to the edge where she's like doing all these weird dances like she's 20 and like stuff like that and TikToks and stuff like that.
She's always used to do whatever she wanted to do. So,
yeah.
Sticking to it.
But check her out, man. She's currently got no eyebrows and pink hair and she just doesn't look.
Now that you told me about it, I might not want to.
Grace, like, I want to keep that in the bank for particular things.
Maybe she's really a fake AI, and someone said Madonna, that's what they came up with. They blurred her eyebrows out so she doesn't look like her.
So somebody types in Madonna, old hag, and they see.
Right, we're getting complaints about that straight away. That's it, you just lost 50 viewers.
Well, what comes up though? Let me see.
Nothing anymore.
Exactly. See Madonna knocking at your door now.
Carrot Top Gamer's like, I'm putting that straight in the AI. Dump it in dump it in the general chat so we can have a quick laugh.
Do it.
Right, anyway, carry on with your news, dude, because I just cut you off because I was just thinking about Madonna.
That's okay. I was going to say, everybody was wondering when God of War Ragnarok is going to come to PC, and it already has. But not really. What happened was, and I thought I was very impressed, is this YouTuber that builds...
He asked the AI to do games. It, and it did it for you.
No, but what he did was he's good with Lego and creating Lego games out of things. So he decided to take a crack at it. So he said, I'm going to do God of War PC.
Lego.
Everything's Lego. So I'm sitting there watching him go like, nah. And I watched the video and it was really good. This guy built this whole little game. 500 megs, I think, is all it is. And he's got Kratos and all the guys from God of War. And he's throwing the axe and the axe is coming back and all these things all in Lego. And it's like, it's really good.
So was it actually like a Lego game?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he built it. He ran an AI program that he had that he was able to get.
I've heard enough of AI today. He was like, AI,
it's not,
make a Lego game. And it just made it for him.
The backgrounds. But it was very impressive. I was like, wow, I can't believe he actually did that. So it was like really interesting. So if you're interested, just hit YouTube and put in God of War Ragnarok and then put Lego. And you'll see this guy's video come up. But he did a very, very good job of it. So I thought it was kind of neat. His name is Thrill to Will. And it was good. It was cool.
I was just going to say, just before we carry on talking, if anyone's got any subjects or questions, put them in now because we're out of notes. Trev's not here. He's pissed off. Couldn't be bothered today.
Basically,
if anyone's got anything they want to talk about, any game subjects or anything like that, we'd be more than happy to talk about them because we've got some extra time still. But otherwise, we
basically turned a 30-minute show into 90 minutes just like that.
Yeah, Shell says, I've got a question, but it's going to be something stupid. Before she says it, I know it's going to be something stupid. Come on, Shell, what is it? Her little fingers are typing right now.
Well, we can also talk, you know, other stuff, like a preview for entertainment stuff. No.
Oh, here we go.
Previews, you say. If you're doing previews, you can go and check out Ross Light right now. the social.
I knew that was coming.
Have you got any games that you are waiting to come out? Gray, have you finished with Star Citizen now? Are you still in?
No, I'm still in.
Ross, when are you getting in?
When I get a better PC. Star Citizen for my PC.
It's much more optimized now. You can do it.
I'll try it. I'll see if I can get it. I'll probably get it around Christmas time and then how it goes.
We can sing Christmas songs too. Her question's in. She says, silly question, my ass. What do you think of Netflix games they have? Have you tried them? What's your thoughts on the interactive shows and games? I've actually tried one and my whole family had a go at me about it. So I had one which was, it popped up and it said interactive under it. And I was like, that's weird. So I just wanted to see what it was. And you used the TV controller. You could play one player or two players. And it was basically quick fire rounds at questions and you pick the answers like you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And basically, I smashed it. I came up in the top, like, I don't know. I came up really high and my missus and my daughter were like, we're not playing you. You have to win all the time, didn't you? Yeah. And then they wouldn't play because I caned them.
So apparently they launched the service in November 2021. They're available to all Netflix subscribers on mobile devices. So they're basically mobile games.
But there's not a mine.
And there's supposed to be like about 40 different games. Apparently. Well,
mine hasn't got that. Where'd you go to get them? Is it because she's in America?
No, that's what it's saying right here. How does Netflix gaming really work? And they talked about it. They're available to subscribers on mobile devices at no cost. No cost.
No, but what I'm saying is, my Netflix does not have loads of games on it yet.
Oh, really? Because they got like 40 over here. Apparently.
Yeah.
I
haven't got them yet, which is annoying.
You know, we get stuff.
Do you have to type anything in? Is it like, did you know on Netflix, you got all these secret codes for different things? So if you put a certain code in, it will give you like vintage films or black and white films.
Oh, yeah, there's a
whole list of codes that you can type in secretly. Yeah. Did you know that, Ross?
Yeah, it was quite cool. I don't know the codes themselves.
The algorithm to the way you want it to work.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the way they do it now. Nothing's alphabetical. That's the one thing I can't stand on Netflix. Like, I'm looking for something and I want to see my list. I have my list. But I want my list to be alphabetical.
Oh, you need to do it on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I've just deleted Netflix off my phone because I thought I don't use it.
I also read an article that they don't think it's going to last, and I don't think it's doing really well.
I just can't wait for Call of Duty to come out on Netflix. You know, watching a movie, all of a sudden it's like, do you want to play Call of Duty multiplayer right now, free, double XP?
Gonna be Call of Duty's gonna come out like on the flip phone. You're gonna try to play it, and you're like, oh man.
There is Call of Duty Mobile. That'd be quite cool on the flip phone. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, there's a lot of people playing Call of Duty. Mobile games are coming up to speed with like real games now. But I did used to feel like mobile games were just crap to make you pay money. But now they are turning into proper games. So it's like it's slightly different. I still, to be fair though, I don't like to talk about mobile phones on the podcast. That really annoys me.
Man, my Clash of Clans is popping off right now. I've got a town hall of 11. Like,
popping
it's
off.
So good.
Popping off. That's the young word of the generation words. That's like...
What, popping off?
Yeah, Leo says it.
Oh, really?
What?
Like, we'll be sitting downstairs and he'll be like, man, I'm popping off in this game. And I'll be like, did you just say that? You sound like a dick.
Now you know, Nick's. Now you know Nick's getting old. He's got the kids saying the lingo, and he's like,
"I'm popping off right now." Oh my god, that's not a good word.
If you ever play Clash of Clans, you know what I'm talking about. My Clash of Clans people out there.
Clash of wait a minute, Clash of Clowns.
Clash of Clans. It's been going for ages. People build up their clans and then sell them and all sorts, don't they?
I thought you said Clash of Clowns. I was going to go like, what the heck is that?
All the clowns. Let's go. Okay, I'm not sure if you can see that.
No.
Can't see anything on that.
Another question, Shell says, is where is Fable? You tell me, Shell. You tell me.
It's called
are the boss of Fable. I don't know where it is.
It was going to be out in 2030.
2030. She said, Gray, shut up.
If she just said it.
We would all love to see the new Fable. I'm tempted about going back and playing the old Fable, Fable 3, because I really did like it, where you just bought different houses.
We want Elder Scrolls 6. All that stuff's going to come out in 2030.
Fable 2 for me was the OG game. Fable 2 was so good, especially with them gargoyles everywhere where you shot them off. They tried doing it in Fable 3 with gnomes, but it didn't just... It hit right in Fable 2. Fable 1 remaster, amazing game. Would love to play it again. But at the same time, it's one of them games where you go back to it, it's good to play it for the first time, but then when you go back to an old game like that, it's like, like you were walking on glass.
I've got Fable Anniversary, is it? Which I believe is the first one remastered. Is that right?
It's amazing.
Is it really that good? I played it and I was like, I don't want to say it because it's going to make me look like Gray. And I don't want to look like Gray. But I went back to it and it was all, the graphics weren't, I felt like I couldn't go back to it.
There was a toggle on it, you know, to turn on and off the good graphics. Like, you could turn on the good graphics and you could turn them off.
Right.
I couldn't hear the Chief Master Collection.
Well, look, Shell just proved what I said. She said that Elder Scrolls 6 will be out before a new Fable. Oh, my God. That means the new Fable won't be out till 2040. So you got a long time to wait now.
Yeah, the last time I played it, Carrot Top Gamer, I played it on the 360 as well. That's where I played it.
Yeah.
Fable 3, I remember buying it day one. Me and my missus played it before we had kids. We played it until we finished it. We had all the gold pile at the end where you get up to the top of the gold. Man, crazy game. Loved it. And it was like, it was the first game that had an engine where it could make weapons grow. So they will change into all different types of weapons if whether they were good or bad. And me and my missus would be like, well, I've got this. And she'd be like, I've got that. And it's this is going this way and that's going that way. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Almost.
I love the good and evil system in that game as well, where basically
you can be an angel or a devil.
Your choices actually matter, and it matters to the story as well. It like Fable did it so right with how they give the power to the player to choose for themselves what they want to do. You could be an evil bastard on that game and just make everyone's rents as high as possible.
Do you want to build a school or a lady of the night house?
Give me that brothel.
Yeah. Do you know what, though?
Put the word brothel in the AI thing.
Yeah, no, don't. But do you know what? Like, I've got memories of Fable 3 like it was a new game. Does anyone else feel this? I feel like Fable 3 is a new game, but it's, 12 years old now? But I still feel like it's the new Fable. It's a new game still. But if I was to put it on, my memories in my head of what I think of that game... Where technology's moved on over the next 10 years, if I was to put that on now, I would probably look at the graphics and go, I remember this being so much better graphics than what it is, because it was so long ago. And time just flies past.
I had the exact same problem with Halo 4. When I first got that game, it was a two-disc game because like they couldn't fit all the data on one disc. So you had to have like that old two-disc system where you put one in and then you put the other one in. And when I started up Halo 4, I was like, oh my God, how can graphics get any better? They're able to do this on the Xbox 360. It's like right near the end of the Xbox 360 life when Halo 4 came out. I was like, it looks so good! Now when I played it, I was like,
It's ruined.
Okay. You guys are proving my point every time you say this stuff. You're proving my point. Thank you.
I think Comic's been on the whiskey again. He says, I have a question. We have an Xbox Series X, a PS5, but when is the PC 2 coming out? When you put your hand in your pocket.
PC 2 comes out every time you build another PC.
Would that be 3, Although, 4, 5, 6?
No, wait, I want one thing. GR502 said, if this is true, he said Netflix Game Studios in Los Angeles is hiring dozens of people for a brand new AAA game.
Why Netflix?
And I'm like, okay. I mean, they certainly.
What
got
do you reckon they're
going to
call
it?
Because they can't call it Netflix, can they? It's got to be called something like Net Game.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. But if it's a true AAA game, that means they want to compete with the big guys. So
yeah, but they've got to change the name. They can't call it Netflix. They're not watching the flick anymore, are they?
Well, they didn't say it was going to be a game. Well, they can call it Netflix Games. That's what they are. They're Netflix Game Studios. But the game itself...
No, because Netflix means you're watching a flick.
Over the net.
They'll have to change it to Net Games.
Oh, that's a good name.
Net Games.
But I didn't even know there was a Netflix Game Studios, except for the mobile junk that they do. But
Carrot Top Gamer
says... This is going to be AAA, so...
I want to see more of Star Wars Eclipse. That's your area there, Gray, ain't it?
I don't know. I don't recall Star Wars Eclipse. So I couldn't tell you.
Net Games, Shell says, yes. Yes, boss.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Once it comes out, Netflix has got the best game of the year, and you're just like, what happened to our society? Netflix comes out with the best game.
Have you seen Wally? Wally? You know, where they're all floating around. Wally. They're all floating around, and they're all massive, and they've just got their milkshakes. They're just floating around. Is that Wally?
Yeah, that's Wally.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we're heading. I wonder,
you know, did you notice how Dolly was spelled? D-A-L-L-E? Where'd they get that from? Wally, of course.
Really?
Maybe. Not maybe, it's for sure. If you like looked at it and I saw it was...
I like the way Gray just made that up. He's got no proof of that. For sure. I'm telling you, and I'm the boss.
They probably said, oh, this is cool. We can call it Dolly.
Right. Guess what, people? It's that sad time of the night where we all have to go back into our cupboards and close the doors until next week. Is he in his pants? He's literally in his pants. I can see them.
No, I'm in shorts.
I swear I saw his chap come
out.
What
a way to end the show.
Yeah. Man, we end the show with Ross getting his boxer shorts out live. Right, with that,
desk.
I'm sorry, but I've got to say thank you. Thank you, everybody, for dropping by. Everyone for subbing on Discord and Twitch. I'm still going to be streaming every day when I can. I will warn you, though, it's Christmas month. I've got a lot of stuff on. So there's been a couple of times where I've streamed and I've come live. And within 5 minutes, I've got something come up that I've had to do and I've had to leave. So if I do go live, jump in. And if I'm not there, it's because I've had to run away, but I'll be back as soon as I can. But I still do appreciate everyone with the subs and the bits and all that, and all of the raids and stuff like that. Cheers, everybody. What I will be doing is we will be working out something over Christmas, what we're going to be doing for the Christmas special. I expect to see Shellbug on there. If she doesn't come on, we'll delete her from everything in Extreme PC UK. And apart from that, that brings us to the end. Cheers, everyone. I will see you all later on. Bye-bye.